Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for July 26, 2013. I'm Adam Paulus. I'm back from Comic-Con. Sorry we didn't get to a show from Comic-Con. It's interesting how it works out because you're there and you look at your schedule and you're like, I'm going to be able to do this. And then you get there and, you know, preview night lasts until 9. You're not done eating dinner until midnight. You got to be up the next morning at 7 for a breakfast. You got to go do for the industry and you don't really want to. Yeah, I don't think I could form words. People would say, what do you want for dinner? And I'd be like, that's a lovely hat, madam. And you know, you don't want that on a podcast because after a while, it's just going to be utter nonsense. So I've got some Comic-Con stuff for you, but not a ton. Anyway, let's get into this week's news. At the movies last weekend, The Conjuring was number one with $41.9 million. It was followed by Despicable Me 2, $24.9 million. Turbo, $21.3 million. Grown Ups 2 with $19.9 million. And Red 2 was number 5 with $18 million. Pacific Rim dropped off pretty quickly, but it was a fun movie, and it's worth noting that NECA will be making some new action figures and other stuff for that. We have some of those pictured on our website right now. New this week, you can go see The Wolverine, The To-Do List, The Blue Jasmine, and others in limited release. In the news, supposedly the Fantastic Four movie starts shooting in September. Final casting hasn't been done yet, but there's plenty of rumors. Absolutely everybody is rumored for Star Wars 7, Ryan Gosling, Zac Efron, and they're all denying it. Because, of course, we went through similar things around the prequels. I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember, but there was a big to-do about NSYNC being in Attack of the Clones as extras. Which was funny, because I remember at the time going, why are you upset? Because isn't the whole point of this, they're going to kill off the Jedi extras? And NSYNC are extras, so if you don't like them, you get to see NSYNC get shot by robots. And if you do like them, you get to see NSYNC. So really, who loses here? No one. And if they made NSYNC Star Wars action figures, I'd buy those. I couldn't name one NSYNC song, but just for the novelty of it. I mean, I got a Richard Marquand AT-ST driver. I got a blue George Lucas action figure. Why wouldn't I want a boy band as Jedi Knights? That's a fun story to tell people. Who's that Jedi? Oh, that's that guy with the short haircut, and that's the one with the beard. He's the rebel, I guess. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm very old. And we also have some other stuff. A bunch of people are leaving SNL, if you haven't heard. Jason Sudeikis, Bill Hader, and that guy, I can't remember his name, the former drummer of Trenchmouth. You know the guy. They're all out next season. And semi-related to that, because Jason Sudeikis, Charlie Day said Horrible Bosses 2 may begin shooting in the fall, which is great news. Also news, possibly great, Sharknado is getting a theatrical release. Really? August 2nd. There's a sequel in the works, too, so you get to see it on the big screen, and I'm guessing if it does well, you'll see that sequel on the big screen, too. Not bad for a sci-fi movie that was made by, who was it? You know the people. The something or others. I can't remember the name. I'm terrible. I'm sorry. This is what I get for not writing notes, and I'm trying to improvise to you so I can remember The Asylum. Thank you, me. Me is very good at telling me things. But anyway, they make the blockbuster knockoffs like Transmorphers and Atlantic Rim. So it's neat to see something like this just take off, and I hope they do more. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Get back-to-school savings on over 100 items, including messenger bags, action figures, backpacks, games, and more. Go to entertainmentearth.com today and check out our back-to-school sale. You'll be able to get, I'm surprised to see the selection, actually. It's quite amazing. You can get lamps for your dorms. You can get Cantivities pencil sets. We went over those on Toy of the Week a few weeks ago. It's a great tin with pencils and figural erasers. There's umbrellas, because it's monsoon season here in the desert, and it may rain where you live, too, every now and again. There's also a Darth Vader backpack pail, the Boba Fett character lamp, and, of course, the Hello Kitty 12-ounce collapsible water bottle. All this and more can be yours. A lot of these items are 25% off, but only for a limited time. So check those out at entertainmentearth.com today. It was a big week for toy news, and it's not over yet, because Star Wars Celebration Europe 2 is going on right now. I don't know everything being announced there, but some of the items include Black Series Series 3, Anakin Skywalker is said to be in Series 3, the Stormtrooper Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I'm forgetting who it was. And Bespin Luke are the ones in Wave 3 that have been shown. So we'll hopefully have more on that soon. And you might say, what about Wave 2 or Wave 1? I haven't even seen the Wave 1 figures yet. I'm waiting on those to arrive. Wave 2 will be Boba Fett, Slave Leia, Han Solo, and Greedo. Greedo has been extensively covered at entertainmentearth.com. Boba Fett will be the same figure, minus one of the key accessories that was sold at Comic-Con this year. I can tell you it's an awesome figure, and I'm sold on collecting this line. It's great. So you can order Wave 2 at Entertainment Earth right now. Wave 2 of the 3¼-inch Black Series will include Pablo Jill, R2-D2, Luminara and Dooley, more clones, more stormtroopers, and more. And you can order all these right now. Don't forget, in case you're wondering where you should order online, because I'm required to tell you this. Actually, I'm not required to. I choose to. We have a mint condition guarantee at Entertainment Earth, so if you order something and the condition's not to your liking, we guarantee that it will be, so we'll make it right somehow. We'll figure something out. Go to our website to read that whole wonderful policy, and what else do we have for you? Low price guarantee, and get that. Oh, and free shipping on items that are $99 or more, most items. So the 3¼-inch action figure case will ship to you for free, which is awesome. Oh, if you're in the U.S. Overseas, the shipping is different. But in the United States, we have some great deals for you, so check those out. We also added a Doctor Who 11th Doctor Mr. Potato Head based on Matt Smith. It's awesome. You have to see it. Check it out. Trust me. Do it now. Go on. I'll wait. Okay. NECA also announced new Star Trek Skeletrex Series 1 vinyl action figures. These debuted at Comic-Con as well. They look like Day of the Dead skeletons doing Star Trek cosplay. They might remind you of Oingo Boingo album covers. Either way, they're great. We also added new pre-orders for Monster High. No, we didn't add a pre-order for this. We put a teaser up for this, so you can't order it until September. But right now you can look at the Monster High Friday the 13th Catty Noir doll. It's a black cat, hence the name, and it looks good. We also added Kick-Ass 2 Series 2 action figures, which includes Colonel Stars and Stripes. And we added more Pacific Rim, including Pacific Rim Gypsy Danger 18-inch light-up action figures. There's also Series 2 normal-sized figures. I'm sure we'll be adding a lot more. I don't know if we're going to get Hannibal Chow yet, but I really hope so. So that's it for this week. I'm going to sign off because I have a lot of work to do. And even though I haven't really missed a day at the office, I feel like I have a lot of work to do. So I'm going to go not get behind on stuff, record the rest of the podcast, and you guys have a great weekend. I'm probably going to go see The Wolverine. I suggest you go see a movie too, because what else are you going to do? See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.